Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is October 2, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Wells Fargo sells its private equity fund investments. U.S.-based financial services company Wells Fargo has sold approximately $2 billion of private equity investments in certain NEP and NMP funds. Economist Impact, Temenos conduct study on emerging trends in banking. Economist Impact, commissioned by Temenos, has conducted a study on emerging trends in the banking industry. Central Bank of the UAE and Central Bank of Egypt join forces. The Central Bank of the UAE, CBUAE, and the Central Bank of Egypt, CBE, have entered into a bilateral currency swap agreement between the UAE dirham and the Egyptian pound. Jordan and Iraq central banks sign cooperation agreement. The central banks of Jordan and Iraq have signed a cooperation agreement to strengthen the banking and financial relations between the two countries. Value to launch in Jordan. Egypt-based Value has announced its plans to expand its services to Jordan at the beginning of 2024. Deluxe partners with AliasWire. U.S.-based fintech Deluxe has announced its partnership with AliasWire in order to modernize digital bill payments for banks and businesses in the region. Brazil rolls out blockchain-based digital ID. Brazil has launched its new national identity program powered by blockchain technology, with Rio de Janeiro, Gua, and Paraná being the first states to issue this. Visa program fights global-friendly fraud losses for small businesses. Visa has made changes to its dispute handling, giving SMEs more tools to fight first-party misuse, also known as friendly fraud, for card-not-present transactions. BA Fin appoints monitor at Deutsche Bank. Germany's regulator BA Fin has appointed a special monitor at Deutsche Bank to oversee its strategy for handling customer service problems at its Postbank unit. LexisNexis Risk Solutions releases new study on global financial crime costs. Global data and analytics company LexisNexis Risk Solutions has released a report that shows a rise in financial crime compliance costs. Coinbase gets MPI license from the Monetary Authority of Singapore. Digital currency platform Coinbase has obtained a major payment institution, MPI, license from the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS. Gemini to end operations in the Netherlands by mid-November 2023. Cryptocurrency exchange Gemini has announced it will halt operations in the Netherlands due to its inability to meet the regulator's requirements. Distributed Technologies Research, DTR, licenses dirham-backed stablecoin technology. Distributed Technologies Research Limited, DTR, an Abu Dhabi Global Market, ADGM, based company, today announced its launch in the UAE and the licensing of its flagship stablecoin technology to Hong Kong-based Dram Trust. Ex-Goldman Associate charged with insider trading. U.S. prosecutors have charged a former Goldman Sachs employee with securities fraud for allegedly tipping off friends about deals over Xbox chat. UBS goes live OPN Broadridge DLT-based repo platform. Global fintech leader Broadridge Financial Solutions, Inc., NYSE, BR, today announced that UBS successfully went live on Broadridge's newly launched sponsored repo solution built on the DLT-enabled Distributed Ledger Repo, DLR, platform. Muimos and T-Consult Inc. deal over digital investor tax self-declarations. Muimos and T-Consult have signed an agreement to integrate T-Consult's investor self-declaration platform, ISD, into Muimos's client onboarding platform, enabling Muimos's clients, typically financial institutions, to automatically obtain ISDs instead of using multiple paper tax certification forms to document the tax status of their clients. Did payments innovation kill brick and mortar? The decline of brick and mortar retailers has been a slow and painful death. Revolut attracts FCA scrutiny over red flagged accounts. Revolut has attracted scrutiny from the UK's Financial Conduct Authority over red flag accounts that were restricted by the National Crime Agency. UBS Asset Management launches blockchain VCC fund pilot in Singapore. UBS Asset Management has rolled out a tokenized variable capital company fund to bring real-world assets on-chain as part of Project Guardian, a collaborative industry initiative by MAS. Tap partners with Zero Hash to launch in the US. Gibraltar-based Tap has announced its intention to launch in the U.S. through a partnership with Zero Hash. Baton Systems launches automated settlement orchestration platform. Baton Systems, the global fintech digitally transforming post-trade processing through distributed ledger technology, DLT, has launched a game-changing digital solution providing firms with automated, comprehensive, and real-time control of their cash settlements. Coinbase gains payment institution license in Singapore. Coinbase Singapore is pleased to announce that we have obtained a major payment institution, MPI, license from the Monetary Authority of Singapore. WorkFusion releases AI transaction monitoring investigator. WorkFusion, a leading provider of AI digital workforce solutions for banking and financial services, today announced that it has rolled out its newest digital worker, Isaac, an AI transaction monitoring investigator. Visa eNetter's alliance with Expel to help clients manage cybersecurity risks. Visa, NYSE, V, today announced a strategic partnership with Expel, a leading security operations provider, extending Visa's value-added services offering in the emerging managed detection and response, MDR, segment to clients globally. FCA probes Revolut over red flag accounts, featuring. The Financial Conduct Authority is looking into whether Revolut allowed money to leave accounts flagged as suspicious by the National Crime Agency, according to the Financial Times. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.